Praise the living God, your heart. Thank you for joining me again today on Holy Ghost Fire Talk. I am your host, Evangelist King, Deliverance Pastor at House Shalom. At House Shalom, dear heart, we're only simply building God a peaceful house for his glory. Now remember who God's house. You and I, we are actually God's house. The Word of God tells us that our body is the house, the temple, the dwelling place, the meeting place of the Holy Ghost. Praise the living God. If we are aware of that truth, every second of the day, we'll be careful about what we allow to enter into God's house and also what we put on God's house. The Lord said to be holy as he is holy. And holy on the inside, holy on the outside. That means we're true on the inside. We should be truthful on the outside. We shouldn't be displaying or representing any falseness on the outside, from the tip of our hair to our toenails. We should be truthful because we serve a true and living God. Praise God. Again, thank you for joining me for this broadcast. I come on live every Monday and Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You go to the website, thechildrensmic.org/radio, and you find instructions on how to tune in to join the host. Because after the message, I usually unmute the individual who called in to see if they have a question pertaining to the message only. Praise the living God. And we never know what else the Holy Ghost will end up doing. Praise God. Like last Holy Ghost Fire Talk, the Holy Ghost had me to ask them for their first name, and he gave everybody encouragement, you know, a word of prophecy. Praise the living God. You know, today our topic is entitled True Fasting. You know, we can find that in Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and I'm using the Complete Jewish Bible here. It says, now, even though the Holy Ghost speaking to a nation, but still he's talking individually. You know, he's speaking to the nation, but he's talking individual, to the individual person. So here, verse 1 in Isaiah 58, it says, shout out loud, don't hold back. That means to preach it, tell it, open your mouth, raise your voice like a shofar, like a trumpet, and proclaim to my people what rebels they are, to the house of Jacob, their sin. The person must know that they are in disobedient to God. They are living in sin. God sees them. And sometimes I think people don't realize that God actually sees them when they do wrong. And sometimes people don't even know they're doing wrong. Like this one famous man of God, he said before he came to the Lord, he never knew it was sin to fornicate. Everybody around him was fornicating, and probably church people too. So he thought it was the norm. Well, it's the norm for the world, but he didn't think it was wrong. So we have to shout out loud. Don't hold back. And we have to proclaim to the people what rebels they are. Rebels they are in rebellion against God. Not proclaim to the person how good you are, trying to win them over, trying to sweet talk them over. No, we need to know who we truly are so that we can see we really need Jesus Christ. You know, if we don't realize that we are in a sinful and bad state, we won't really feel like we need Jesus. We need Jesus. So the people in the world need to know what rebels they are. Amen. To say, oh yes, they seek me day after day. And that's the religious one. And claim to delight in knowing my ways. That's the religious one. As if they were an upright nation. They had not abandoned the rulings of their God. They asked me for just rulings and claimed to take pleasure in closeness to God. These are the religious ones, you know, trying to deceive, like they're interested in God, knowing good and well they're not going to obey God. You know, God's been getting fed up. That's what that is, dear heart. 3, asking the Lord, why should we fast if you don't see us? Why mortify ourselves if you don't notice? You know how we are, they were always trying to get us to blame things, to put things off on God. Why should I pray? He ain't hearing me. Why should I do this, that, another? He don't care. That's the enemy. You know, why should I fast? Why should I pray? He don't see me. And that's what Scripture said, asking, why should we fast if you don't see? Why mortify ourselves if you don't even notice? The Lord is still saying, here is his answer. You know? And again, the devil get us so deceived and thinking, well, I pray and pray and pray. God just not hearing me. He just not hearing me. You know, always putting stuff off on God. He's to blame. Just the cues of the brethren. The Lord said, here's my answer, and it still is his answer. He said, when you fast, you go about doing whatever you like while keeping your laborers hard at work. Your fast lead to quarreling and fighting, to lash it out with violent blows. On a day like today, fasting like yours will not make your voice heard on high. I never forget when I met my husband at church, and I joined this church, and every year they have a corporate fast. And I was taught when you fast, like the word of God says, wash your face. Don't go around looking pitiful. Everybody knows that you fast. Let's go about normal day. You don't tell people, I'm fasting. But at the church, and rather with my husband then, the people, they were so pitiful looking. I never forget, right, I said, well, I wonder why he looked so down. And now he said, well, we fasting. And the way they were doing it, it was woe with me. I mean, it was so pitiful. I was like, what in the world? And the scripture tells us not to do that. I thought it was so funny. And then you got those who tell everybody, you know, proud of it. You know, I'm going on a 40-day fast. 21, I'm going on a Daniel fast. You know, I'm fasting, I'm praying. They're proud of it. But what the purpose of you fasting? Well, see, your fast leads to quarreling and fighting. Uh-huh. You fasting, and you're quarreling and fighting with your spouse, with your children, or with your neighbor, with your so-called friend. You're lashing out in violent blows. Can't even say nothing to you. Well, you just lash out, but you fasting. Lord said, fasting like yours would not make your voice heard on high. It's not going to make, the way you fast, it's not going to make Jesus hear your voice, who's on high. If I say, is this the sort of fast I want? Jesus says, is this the sort of fast I want? A day when a person mortifies himself? Is the art that you hang your head like a reed and spread sackcloth and ashes under yourself? Is this what you call a fast, a day that pleases them not? Yeah, Jesus said, you think that's what I want? And you putting on sackcloth and ashes, make yourself look like you're so humble and ready to receive, and you're on Facebook letting everybody see it. You know, this is something I just can't understand. You say you're going to a prayer of fasting. In fact, you're going to a mountain. And you're on Facebook and you're recording everything. I thought that was supposed to be between you and God. Not everybody. And the Holy Ghost lead me to a fast, especially going to a mountain, ain't no cameras going to be around. It's just going to be me and God. Now, this is an intimate time. Even in the natural, when you want to be intimate with your spouse, you ain't going to broadcast it on Facebook or any social media. You do it in a private area between you and your husband or wife. The same way, the relationship with Jesus Christ. Lord says, the object you hang your head like a reed, like you're so pitiful. Don't bother me, I haven't eaten, I'm fasting. Spread sackcloth and ashes under your face. This is what you call a fast, a day that pleases and night. Lord says, that doesn't please him, and that doesn't make your voice heard on high. Praise the living God. Verse 6 say, here's the sort of fast I want. Well, Jesus said, This is kind of fast I want. Releasing those unjustly bound. Untying the thongs of the yoke. Letting the oppressed go free. Breaking every yoke. Sharing your food with the hungry. Taking the homeless poor into your home, house. Clothing the naked when you see them. Fulfilling your duty to your kinsmen. Jesus said, this is sort of fast that I want. That's a dear heart. He wants to fast from ourselves. When we fast from ourselves, then we will do what pleases God. That is sort of fast that he wants. Excuse me. Eight saved. Once we've done those things, is doing those things, then your light will burst forth like the morning. Excuse me. Your new skin will quickly grow over your wound. I mean, you'll be healed. Your righteousness will precede you, and the Lord's glory will follow you. That is awesome. Do you hear that, dear? That's the true fact. True fast is releasing those unjustly bound. Untying the thongs of the yoke. His anointing destroys the yoke. Letting the press go free. Breaking every yoke. Sharing your food with the hungry. Taking the homeless poor to your house. Clothing the naked when you see them. Fulfilling your duty to your kinsmen. Fulfilling your duty to your kinsmen is the fast, the true fast, the fast that Jesus wants. Again, when we do those things, verse 8 says, then our light will burst forth like the morning. Our new skin will quickly grow over our womb. Our righteousness will precede us, and the Lord's glory will follow us. That is so awesome. That's the true fast. Now say, then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You hear that? You know, people always quote this scripture. Lord, so you call him, he will answer. But you know, we need to go back up and see what he said, what we need to do. That true fast. He said, and then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, here I am. If you will not remove the yoke from among you, stop false accusation and slander. Gently offer food to the hungry and meet the needs of the person in trouble. Then your light will rise in the darkness and your gloom become like noon. So remember, the Lord said, you call him, he will answer. But there's a prerequisite before he will answer what we need to do. That true fast, releasing those unjustly bound, untying the thongs of the yoke, letting the press go free, breaking every yoke, sharing your food with someone who's hungry, instead of judging and wondering why they're in that condition, they should work. They ain't giving my, ain't buying, they ain't wasting my money. Taking a homeless poor into your house as the Holy Ghost leads you. Don't take care of every poor person in your house, it's as the Holy Ghost leads. Clothing the naked when you see them. Now, sometimes you can buy them a poor person a garment or a piece of clothing. Remember one time my daughter would tell me, so Mama, I forgot the store she was at. And there was this homeless man that in front of the store. And he was just standing there. And I wonder why he was standing there waiting. So she noticed another man came out of the store with a bag. He came, opened the bag, and took out a pair of shoes. And he handed the shoes to the man. The man said, thank you, thank you. Man, the meter took out those old, worn-off shoes, put those shoes on. And he said, and he made a song, thank you for my shoes. And a dance, thank you for my shoes. Thank you for my shoes. Clothing the naked when you see them. That's fulfilling your duty to your kinsmen. Then the Lord said, when you call upon me, I will answer. When you cry, he'll say, here I am. If you will remove the yoke from among you, stop false accusation and slander. Gently offer food to the hungry and meet the needs of the person in trouble. Then your light will rise in the darkness, your gloom become like noon. Verse 11 say, and I will always guide you. The Lord will always guide us. He will satisfy our needs when we are in the desert. I mean, just seem to be no hope, no way out. He will satisfy our needs. He will renew the strength in our limb. Sometimes our body get weak. Praise God, I know about that. He will renew our strength so that we will be like a water garden. Water garden is always flourishing, beautiful. Like a spring whose water never fails. Glory to his holy name. 12 say, you will rebuild the ancient ruins, raise foundation from ages past, and be called repair of broken walls, restore of streets to live in. Praise the living God. 13 say, if you hold back your foot on Sabbath from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, that means the Sabbath. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from pursuing your own interest on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and night holy day worth honoring, then honor it by not doing your usual things or pursuing your interests or speaking about them. You know, I was the little church group that my mother was going to, you know, taught us the Sabbath. Seventh day is the Sabbath. And the first day of the week is Sunday, so that means Saturday is the Sabbath. But some of y'all wondering what's the Sabbath. Some say Sunday, some say Saturday. But truly, Saturday, the seventh day, is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. And because Sunday is the first day of the week. And that little group that we were going was with, you know, the pastor would just teach all day long. When I was young, I was like, man, in the area, all day we had to spend in that house, in that meeting all day long. And then, you know, we prepared for the Sabbath. You couldn't cook, couldn't do this, couldn't do that, blah, 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 blah. And it kind of like it was grievous. Of a young girl, kind of like, man, the Sabbath day, you can't do nothing. You know, you can't do what you really want to do. It wasn't a delight. And to be honest with you, that pastor wasn't teaching it to be a delight. Because actually, you know, he was not of God. He didn't have the Holy Spirit in him. So the devil through him was, you know, trying to get me and the other young people just not to like love the Sabbath, because you can't do what you want to do. It was a hindrance. It was not worth honoring, you know, because we couldn't do what we wanted to do. So here, God's people, some of them felt the same way. You can't do what they want to do. So he said, if you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from pursuing your own interest on my holy day, if you call Sabbath a delight. See, they were not calling the Sabbath day as a delight, because they couldn't do what they wanted to do. It's Ananias, it's the Lord's holy day, worth honoring. Then honor it by not doing your usual thing or pursuing your interests or speaking about them. No, it's to do the works of the Lord. You know, Jesus is our example. What did Jesus do on the Sabbath? He went into the synagogue and he did the work of his Father. And that's what we need to do on the Sabbath. You know, Lord, forgive me as well for breaking your Sabbath, doing what we want to do, doing what I want to do. 14 say, if you do, you will find delight in the Lord. When we honor God's Sabbath and not do what we want to do, then we will find delight in the Lord. He said, I will make you ride on the heights of the land. He will bless us and feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob. And he said, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. the mouth of the Lord has spoken, dear. He has spoken these things. Amen. And this is a true fast. This is a true fast. Now, you know, we taught a true fast. A fast is just fasting from eating. And some of y'all got so used to fasting from eating, it's nothing. You know? It's not just fasting from eating. But the true fast of the Lord, again, verse 6, when we release those who are unjustly bound, someone who's mistreated, treat them right. Untie the thongs of the yoke. Those who the enemy have got bound and chained up, faith in the Lord, we release them from those chains. Letting the press go free. Break every yoke. We share our food with the hungry. We take the homeless poor into our house as the Holy Spirit leads. We clothe the naked when we see them. So in other words, the true fast of the Lord is fulfilling our duty to our kinsmen, to mankind. Glory to his holy name. Then, dear Lord, our light will burst forth like the morning. Then we will be blessed. Then the Lord said, when we call upon him, he will answer us. When we cry, he'll say, I am here. So you're saying you're not hearing from God. Well, that's the reason why. Because you're not pursuing the true fast of the Lord. Stop your accusation and slander. Generously give offer food to those that is hungry. Just don't turn your nose up at them. Don't judge them. Ask the Holy Spirit how you can help them, how you can meet the needs of that person in trouble. Then he said, our light will rise in the darkness, and our gloom will come like the noon. We will be happy in our heart. The Lord will guide us. He will satisfy our needs in times of trouble. He will renew our strength when our limbs are weak, our body is weak. We'll be like a water garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins will be rebuilt. Whatever the canker-worm had eaten, you know, God will restore. He raised up foundations from ages past, and we will call repair a broken wall, store of streets to live in. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for your word on today. We shall desire that you rejoice in the true fast that you have for us. And we thank you for giving us the revelation and wisdom and knowledge of this understanding. And help us, Lord, to be obedient unto your word, Lord Jesus. And thank you for forgiving us of our many, many transgressions. When we knew better and when we didn't. We glorify you and we magnify you always. And we just praise your holy name. Our desire to be filled more and more with your spirit, to do your will, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Continue to give us more revelation unto your word. Help us to be obedient to the revelation which you give us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to love our neighbor, to love our kinsmen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you gave your only begotten Son to whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You've shown your love for mankind. Now we must show our love also for mankind because you have shown your love to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that is your great commission, that we love one another as we love ourselves and also as you love us, Lord. We glorify you and magnify you always in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father.
Glory to his holy name. Thank you, dear hearts, for joining me today on the live broadcast for Holy Ghost Fire Talk. Remember the true fast of the Lord. It's when we love each other and do good in helping others. Don't criticize. Don't judge others, you know, but love them. Then at the same time, you don't go along with their wrongness. And that's a very important point, because a lot of times the enemy will make us think that in order to love a person, we must go along with their wrongness, or we must compromise. Let's say compromise, because God's people, Satan loves to tempt them with compromise, to compromise. No, dear heart, we don't do that. We don't compromise God's truth. We speak the word of God and let God's word take its course. So remember, the true fast of the Lord is when we do good in helping others. It actually, you know, doing the works of Jesus Christ. That, in a nutshell, that's the true fast of the Lord. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? Anytime you get in a predicament where you trying to decide what to do, you need to say, well, what would Jesus say? What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Then you go back to the word. Not what my mama did, not what my daddy did, or my husband, my wife, or my children, uncle, whoever. No, what did Jesus do in that situation? Jesus always had the true fast of his Father, doing good wherever he went. God is so good. You know, in the scripture, Jesus is merciful. Everywhere in scripture, Jesus he was merciful. But at the same time, he didn't go along with their wrong. This person said, Jesus loved sinners. Yeah, Jesus did love sinners, and sinners were with Jesus. Yeah, but I guarantee you they won't sin as long. You know, they won't sin as long. The scripture said Jesus had many disciples, you know, over 500, many disciples. But as he began to continue in the true fast of his Father, and he began to speak the word of his Father, his disciples were lacking in understanding, misunderstood what he said one day, and got offended. And the scripture said they all walked away. They never followed him again. I said, Lord, you mean never? They didn't eventually come back to me. He said, no, Terry. They never returned. Their souls were lost. Praise the living God. So remember the true fast of the Lord. Amen. I have about three callers here. I'm going to unmute you to see if you have any questions pertaining to the message. If not, just say, Evangelist King, I don't have any questions, okay? But I just want to give you that opportunity. So I'm going to unmute 8539. That's the last four digits of your number. 8539. Do you have any questions?
No, Evangelist King, I don't have any questions.
Yeah, praise God. Well, thank you for tuning in and being a blessing, okay? Praise
You're
God.
You're welcome. Praise.
Okay, I'm going to 0902. You have any questions? You have a question?
No, I don't have any questions, but I enjoyed the word today. I was just thinking about this yesterday. Thank you.
Well, that is great. Ain't God good, girl? God is good. You know, it's the same Holy Spirit. That's why no human being can claim a revelation. They cannot, because the Holy Ghost will give a revelation, to you. At the same time, he'll give it to somebody else, So you can't say that God gave a revelation to a person that you first heard it from. No, that's who you first heard it from. But I guarantee you the Holy Ghost gives the same revelation to all his dear children. So no one can claim a revelation, okay? I always remember that. That keeps us low and humble. You know, when we realize that the Holy Ghost, you know, reveals things to all his dear children. So thank you for being encouragement for the living God. Okay, I'm going to unmute 6465.
Hi, praise the Lord. I don't have
any
questions. No, I don't have any.
This call. You know, I'm thinking about Castle Lord. I'm calling. I said, Miss King keeps saying this, and She ain't beauty yet. Please forgive me. Just that my situation is just out of whack. I'm hoping within the next few weeks it'll change and I haven't forgotten you. Okay, Sister Collins?
All right.
I said, Lord, I know Sister Collins. Man, Kate ain't did it yet. Forgive me, dear heart. You all just don't know my situation here, I tell you. And I pray to God you never will know it, never will it go through it, you never will experience it. Never, ever, ever, ever in Jesus' mighty name. So I haven't forgot you. I'm still going to get with you. Thank you for tuning in and being a follower. I think all of you all who are listening, even ones who listen on the archive, for being a follower of Jesus Christ, it's very important, as Apostle Paul said, to follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. So you follow Jesus Christ in me. So when you get upset with me, you won't leave Jesus Christ because you're following him. Understand? That's important. That's very important. Praise God. And if you're following Jesus Christ, and I'm following Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit in you won't get upset with the Holy Spirit in me. But if you get upset with me, let's say that shows that that's not the Holy Spirit. That's a deceiving spirit. So that's very important. So we need to always remember the true fast of the Lord. True fast of love of the Lord always keep us focused on Jesus Christ. I always keep us focused on him. So thank you for your encouragement, for calling. Praise God.
Okay. God bless you. Shalom.
You too. Amen, dear heart. Amen. I hope I didn't accidentally remove a dear sister. Sometimes my finger goes elsewhere and click. But she may have gotten off on purpose, I hope so. If not, and you tune into the archive, if I disconnect you, that was by accident. So again, dear heart, join me. Join me on Mondays and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for Holy Ghost Fire Talk. Shalom on the prayer. You know, still continue to join in on Tuesday, 8 a.m. Sometimes I might not be there because of my situation, but it's going to change. So continue to stop by. Stop by to see if we are there. You know, don't give up, okay? Because the morning is the roughest for me because of the nighttime of my situation. But so join in the live broadcast to encourage me and also to build your faith, because I do believe there's a difference when you tune into the live broadcast. You blessed when you listen to the archive. Thank you more blessed when you tune into the live broadcast. Praise God. Again, I want to say thank you. So, dear heart, you all stay blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Shalom.